بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. شعر قبيلة والشيخ يفضل رومي وقت تبريد الدورة شيخ العرب والعجب عن الشعر كيما والاختصار دام البركات العالية رحمة الله تعالى عليه. title of poet is كيسي معلوم هو مؤمن کا مسلمان ہونا. کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. How must we know the مومن the Muslim or مومن. حسن فانی سے تیرا یہ شاداں ہونا. حضرت very always emphasis on this subject حسن فانی. When you go after حسن فانی and lose yourself. حسن فانی سے تیرا یہ شاداں ہونا یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون. آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا. آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تم کو. نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندان ہونا. یعنی کہ خوش ہونا. نعمت درد کا دل سے تیرے خندان ہونا. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم. تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستان ہونا. تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستان ہونا. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. رہبر منزل جانا ون شیخ ہوز گائیڈنگ ٹو اس اللہ. رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. منزل حق سے تیرا گریزاں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. قلب عاصی پہ گناہوں کی نحوست یہ ہے. قلب عاصی پہ گناہوں کی نحوست یہ ہے. اس کے گلشن کا اندھیروں سے بیاباں ہونا. اس کے گلشن کا اندھیروں سے بیاباں ہونا. لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے. لے لیا درد تیرا دونوں جہاں کے بدلے. تھی خبر جس کو تیرے درد کا درماں ہونا. یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا یہ علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین. کیا علامت ہے کہ حاصل ہے تجھے صدق و یقین؟ خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا, خوف محشر سے تیرے قلب کا لرزاں ہونا. جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جس کے چہرے پہ نہ ہو آہ نبی کی سنت تو کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا, کیسے معلوم ہو مومن کا مسلمان ہونا. چوم لیتا ہے فلک, چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر, چوم لیتا ہے فلک بڑھ کے زمین کو اختر. کیوں ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا, ہو مبارک کسی عاصی کا پشیماں ہونا. دل دیا غیر کو ظالم تو کہاں چین و سکون, آہ ہر لمحہ تیرے دل کا پریشان ہونا. شیخ کامل کی توجہ ہو مبارک تجھ کو, نعمت درد سے دل کا تیرے خندہ ہونا. رند بھی تیرے کرم سے ہوئے اب شیخ حرم, تیری رحمت ہے یہ خاروں کا گلستان ہونا. حسن پانی سے تیرا آ یہ شاداں ہونا, یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا, یہی دلیل ہے ظالم تیرا ناداں ہونا. کیسے معلوم ہو مومن مسلمان ہونا.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ, ما بعد. اس بیوٹیفل بیان با وانڈربل الیلسٹر زادہ شیخ عارف اللہ رومی زمانہ تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, what effort Hazrat has made on the ummah that today we take his name with great honor, and what great great bayans Hazrat has left behind for us, and in beautiful poetic form that shows us that deen is enjoyable and everything else besides deen is horrible. And that is why so beautifully Hazrat has titled this poem, Kaise Maloom Ho Mu'min Ka Musalman Hona, that a person recited the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you call him now a believer, a mu'min. But that is the inside condition. Nobody can see how much of iman he's got. Nobody can see how much iman I got, how much you got. That is between us and Allah. But Allah has made the system of this world that the sign of iman is outward. So that is a Muslim. So how will we know that you say you are mu'min, but are you a Muslim or not? That how can we make out whether you are mu'min or you are Muslim? So just Hazrat mentions further in his poem. So Hazrat first teaches us that if you read the kalima, then what is the demand of the kalima? You have made a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, now turn your attention away to all the artificial things of this world and don't get lost into the filth and dirt of this world. Now fill your heart with true iman, and the sign of that will automatically come on your outside, and people from far will recognize you. Iza ra'u zukir Allah. When they see you, they'll think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to get this, Hazrat beautifully explained, Husne fani se tera ah shada hona. Yahi dalil hai zalim tera nada hona. He says that, oh, zalim in Urdu means a friend. Like that is translated as an oppressor. But your close friend, he does something wrong, you say, zalim, how could you do this? So he says, oh friend, this is a clear sign that you are still ignorant. You are still immature. Like our Sheikh says, bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpan nahi gaye. We 55, we 60. But still what we are running after, the artificial beauties of this world. And especially this time of the year, it's sad if we also take it like holiday period. And we also must be in resorts. We must also be in entertainment centers and other type of enjoyments, etc. And men and women mixing in such gatherings. Hazrat says this artificial beauty, husne fani, which in reality there's no beauty in it. So what are you running after this beauty? And ah, Hazrat is taking a deep sigh of regret. The friends of Allah, they look at our ignorance and they cry in their heart. Ah, how is this person so happy with this foolish thing? Like Hazrat explained that a person who is looking at a woman, he is in Jahannam, but he is getting enjoyment. How is it that you can get enjoyment in Jahannam? So Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us. And that is why Allah has brought us here, Hazrat teaches us in this poem, that for to realize and see clearly where artificially in this world Shaitan is made, where there's bright light, there's darkness. There's total darkness in the casinos, in the clubs, etc. And the masjid at the time of Fajr normally is dark. It's dumb lights, etc. But there is so much, so lot of nur. That is where we should be. So Hazrat says here, Dil diya ghair ko zalim, to ka ke sukoon. And then why are we going for this entertainment? We think, hey, now I had a whole year's work, but we didn't work anything. We didn't do any work. And you say, now I need a break. And where are you going for a break? Allah, to break our iman in resorts, in all terrible hotels, etc. And entertainment centers. So Hazrat, and then you're looking for peace. There I'll go have a rest. Where are you, Hazrat is saying that, oh zalim, oh my friend, can't you think that you're giving your heart to somebody else who did not make your heart, who doesn't know the value of your heart? In another poem, Hazrat says, agar dil dena ho to usi ke de do. He said, tumhe dil diya. You want to give your heart, give it to the maker of the heart. And Allah has shown us in the heart, there is peace for you. But how will that peace? Allah, bi zikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. Listen attentively and pay attention. That only was the zikr of Allah. And here it's not bi zikrillah, Mufassirin have explained so beautifully. It means fi zikrillah. Like you say, a fish in the water. Doesn't mean in shallow water or just in a puddle of water. The fish is restless. He wants his whole environment. The more water he's got, the more he's enjoying. So like that, a believer, a mu'min, what is the sign that you are Muslim, that you are early in the masjid, and you enjoy the environment of the masjid. There can be nobody there, but malaika are there full in the masjid. That's where you will get change, you will get peace, happiness. Peace and happiness is not an outward condition, that you're staying in a nice five-star hotel or room or whatever, but you got no peace in your heart. So Hazrat says, how sad, oh my friend, you're oppressing yourself, and you think that you're going to get chain, and you're going to get peace and comfort in these holiday resorts, etc. Ah, har lamha tere dil ka parisha hona. That every moment of the time you are living, you can have paid your timeshare for 10 days. 10 days you won't have peace in your life. And if you came back like that with no toba, no istighfar, and just like Hazrat says so beautifully, parisha. Pari is in Urdu, in Farsi, they say Pari is like a woman. They look like fairies. Outwardly, they doll themselves and they put all this terrible makeup, chemicals. They look so ugly. But to us, sadly, if our eyes of the heart is not open, you think, oh, there's a beautiful woman walking. But she's absolutely, Allah says, if you really want to know her beauty, go look at her 2:00 in the morning. Then you'll run like a, you say, which I was running behind. So So Hazrat says, the study, all the these young girls that are walking, don't look at them, because you'll only get parishani. You'll only get the trouble in your heart. You won't get peace in your heart at all. So stay away from the places of enjoyment, entertainment. And today, whether it's a schedule, tennis, whatever it is, sports, and whether it's on our phone or whatever, stay away from these things. There's no peace, no happiness. And if we go deep into it, it is such a disease that to make tawbah becomes difficult. And if we leave the world like that, it's everlasting parishani. Forever and ever, and we can't return. So Hazrat says, how to cure this disease? For myself, first of all, and all of us, Sheikh Kamil ki tawajjuh ho mubarak tujhko, ni'mat dard dil ka tere khanda hona. Now you realize Allah brought us in a gathering of a Sheikh Kamil, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, and you just the gaze of Hazrat fell on us, you realize, no, I must follow this great personality. And when you follow this great personality, and whatever he teaches us, we make the zikr, and that is what's called tawajjuh, that Hazrat's focus is upon you. That is, you became bad, now he's making dua for us. And now you see automatically, your friends are saying, we're going fishing. You say, no, I'm going to the majlis, it's majlis weekend. And you're staying there at the majlis, in the masjid, and how you enjoying yourself, when they come back, you'll hear all their funny stories. And if you could explain, you won't able to explain to them. So Hazrat says, Mubarak, this is something blessed for you. So look and go to places where there's barakat, Mubarak. Don't go and waste your time in places where it's going to take you away from Allah. And this is such a ni'mat, that ni'mat e dard. You got the year you'll come, few minutes also. As my room said, Yab zabana basawbat yawliya, better as sat sala sa'ad deriya. A moment in the company of the friend of Allah, and you lightens your heart with the nur of Allah, then that pain of the love of Allah starts in your heart. That now is Allah happy with me. Now you'll think, nobody will have to tell you, get up for Fajr. You'll worry and you'll be dusting, wearing the clothes Allah wants. All that fashion clothes you'll throw away. Hazrat says, now you'll see your heart will be khanda. Your heart will be in a peer, in an enjoyment state. Nobody will able to see your heart. But you'll be in such happiness, you can't explain to anybody. Further, Hazrat says, Rin bhi tere karam se huye ab sheikh haram. Teri rahmat hai ye kharo ka gulista hona. Hazrat now is explaining the great value of this majalis of the Ahlullah. The great value Allah brought us. It's this time that everybody is in that so-called holiday period. This is, there's no holiday for a believer. It's just change of the activity. And in these days when you are little free, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَنِيًّا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. You were free in these days, you read more Quran Sharif. You made more zikr, you made more tilawat. Allah, and you didn't go to all the parties, etc. Allah Ta'ala will call you out on the day of Qiyamah under the arsh of Allah. And that you'll have the party from Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that, look at even a person who has a right of, so to say, in society. He was involved in all wrong company, etc. But then he realized, this is not life. I thought it's life, but I'm just in a terrible condition. And somebody just encouraged him, come for the majlis. And when he came for the majlis, that one majlis changed his heart. And then Hazrat says, that only by the puzzle that Allah brought us here, it's not on our own accord. Agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka. Oh Allah, if you have chosen us and brought us here, it's your kindness. So Allah's karam is so much. Not Allah just brought a person here that was lost, and he was lost in drugs or whatever, and he came one moment in the company of a sheikh, that he became the sheikh of the haram sharif. Before, this person was a write-off. Now he became an alim. He's a sheikh of the haram now. He's a sheikh of a big masjid. So many people are flocking to him now. And all this is what? Tere rahmat hai ye kharo ka gulista hona. That, oh Allah, your mercy is such that you can change the worst thing into good in a split moment. That where there's only thorns and it's a jungle, Allah Ta'ala can change all the thorns like myself. We make dua to the barakat of our sheikh, myself first. Allah change this worst thorn into a beautiful garden. That people, we benefit ourselves, people benefit from our company. So this company is very, very important. And then Hazrat explains, now when you realize that this is the friend of Allah, and this man is going to guide me, rehbate, rehbe manzil jana hai, jane se hai, duri ka sabab, manzil haq se tera aah gureza hona.
اللہ اکبر. حضرت says that رہبر منزل جانا سے ہے دوری کا سبب. Then sometimes you see you came majlis, but then you got little involved in wrong company, and now you started watching sports, etc. Now your heart doesn't feel to come to the majlis, so you're staying away from the majlis. Your friends are telling you majlis, but you make some excuse. I got this, I got that. Hazrat says, why does condition come? Manzil haq se tera gureza hona. Let the true path, the path of Allah, you stop making your namaz on time. You stop making your zikr, your tilawat. Now you're going away from the true path of Allah Ta'ala. Because you're turning away from the path of Allah, you shy to come in the company of the friends of Allah. So regularly and punctually, myself first, all of us, come in the company of the friends of Allah and then take the medicine. And do it regularly, then you'll see you won't want to miss a majlis. You'll know this is where my treatment is, and this is where I get my enjoyment of life. And then Hazrat explains, just be manzil hi ka sadqa hai, ke har lagzis par aasiyo ka ye teri raah mein ghiriya hona. When this majlis is such, you come back, your friend says, where you were? A lot majlis, we didn't see you. And you came back to the majlis, and you just get pulled, just Allah Ta'ala again puts that spark in your heart. What Hazrat just says, and it affects our heart. The sadqah of that majlis, that now you start leaving all the sins again. You realize, what? How could I get involved in sports again? How could I get involved in that company again? Then Hazrat says, Aasiyo ka ye teri raah mein ghiriya hona. That now you see, you realize, I'm a sinner. I'm the worst person. And now you cry because the barakat of this majlis. So this majlis is not ordinary, it's very, very valuable. It pulls us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the barakat of our share. And then Hazrat explained, Ye alamat hai tujhe ho gayi nisbat hasil, har nafse teri aah numaya ho. And this is the sign now that Allah ta'ala is giving you what is called nisbat, connection. You're getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is an effort throughout our life that now you will find that now you're keeping a track on your nafs all the time. Otherwise, a person doesn't realize, kal bhi aasi pe gunao ki nahusad ye hai, ke uske gulshan ka andhero se bayaba hona. That the effect and the terrible effect of sin on the heart of a person is, you can be in a beautiful garden, you can be in the best resort, but your heart will never be, it will be like a jungle for you. Everybody say, why are you so sad? Because we in sin. When you're in sin, you'll never be happy. Outwardly, you might even be laughing, but there's no enjoyment in your life. So, Hazrat further explained, Yeh alamat hai ke haasil hai tujhe sat sitko yakeen. Khauf-e-mahshar tere kalb ka larza hona. And what is the sign that you are benefiting from this majlis? And the true words of Allah Ta'ala is penetrating our heart. That now you're becoming a sadiq, a true believer in your private life, in your public life. You've got conviction. Allah is watching me. Allah is with me all the time. So you can be alone. You won't take out your cell phone and look at all the terrible things. And this is why? Because you're scared. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu, when they came in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their hearts became yaqafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-afsar. All the time their hearts were worried the day the eyeballs are being turned. The day of Qiyamah is all the time in front of us. Then your heart will be trembling and staying away from sin. Yahi to deta hai majuri manzil ki khabar, yani apno se tera dast wa gareba hona. This is a sign that you are now separating from the gathering, that you're staying away from your own people. That is your own friends who take you to majlis, and you're staying away from them because you're not coming to the majlis regularly. So you're ducking and diving, you're dodging, they're going majlis, so you're making an excuse, running away. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand, and this is the place where we will get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then others explained here, jiske chehre pe na ho nabi ki sunnat, kaise maloom ho mu'min ka musalma hona. How will you know that you are a Muslim? You say, I'm a mu'min, but you try to keep the beautiful sunnah dear of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is sunnah is the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the position of the beard is wajib, it's necessary. And then when you come into this gathering, you realize that what is the sign that I'm a Muslim? Something happens to me on the road, no beard on me, no the clothes of a Muslim. How they can know that he's just a Muslim? So very important that Iman must come in my heart. The sign of Iman is your outward. Allahumma ja'alni fi aini, Allahumma ja'al sadirati khayra min alaniyati, waj'al alaniyati saliha. That, oh Allah, make my inside better than my outside, but make my outside a pious appearance. So don't, like Hazrat says, people will say, well, I don't have to act pious, my beard is in my heart. My parda of my wife is in my heart. Hazrat says, you got so much angina, and you got blocked valve, and you still want to stuff the beard in the heart. No, put it where it must be. It must be on your face. Then beauty will come on your face. Then, chum leta hai palak bar ke zami ko akhtar ho mubarak kisi aasi ka pashima hona. Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, that when a person realizes I am living a sinful life, and he comes in this gathering, and now he is making tawbah, and middle of the night he is crying, and comes in a hadith, Qudsi, la'aninul muznibin, ahabbu ilallahi min zajalil musabbihin. The crying of a sinner, Allah loves it more than those people that are making zikr regularly. That now the slave who ran away has come back, then even the malaika are envying, and so to say, they kissing the ground where he is making tawbah. So Allah give us tawfiq to benefit fully from the madris of our Shaykh.